My next guest is a 20-year-old rugby sevens player from our region, living the dream of playing for her country. And I speak of Rhiannon Byers, and she joins me now online. Morning, Rhiannon.
Good morning, how are you?
All right. Actually, I said 20-year-old, soon to be 21.
All right.
Only a couple of weeks.
I know, how exciting.
You can't have too many in the party, but because of social distancing.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
That's all right. Now, you're originally from our region. Actually, I think your hometown is Palamalawar.
Yep. Born and bred.
Born and bred, and spent many a day playing sport in Warialda at school.
Yeah, I played for Warialda High School Jammers from year 7 to year 12.
You had to live away from home then, or not?
Not, so I just caught a bus that was around about 45 minutes to drive from Pali to Warialda in a car.
Mm.
And it was like roughly about an hour and a half in a bus. So it's called the bus.
The daily grind.
Yeah.
that's training in itself. Now, you debuted for Australia and you've played in the World Sevens tournament and things were looking good, and then all of a sudden along comes COVID-19, your dreams of maybe a 2020 Olympics out the window, but at least they're on in 2021. And I believe you had an injury, so this has probably helped you get over that?
So it's just sort of been it's disappointing to obviously have the Olympics postponed to 2021. It's been a massive turning ball for me, as obviously being injured, and now to recoup, get my body back to where it needs to be, and so I start getting better combinations, bettering myself nutritionally, getting more physical, etc.
What was your injury?
So I did a partial tear in my scaphoid ligament in my right hand. I did it in Dubai.
Mm.
And I played Cape Town, played in Hamilton, and we just strapped it up, and and then when COVID happened, we just had the surgery and got everything all organised, and the rehab was faster.
So it's all good now?
Yeah, all good. It's nearly 100% now, so I'm back full training with the girls, just passing and running and stuff like that.
Yeah, so when did you back to training? When did that happen?
As in with the squad?
Yeah,
Back to training happened probably about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I was just doing one-on-one coaching, like one-on-one training sessions with the coaches during our annual leave.
Mm.
So that was around probably 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. So you're training in Sydney at present?
Yeah.
And you're no contact yet, so you'd be looking forward to getting back to that as well?
Yeah, well, that's one of my key strengths is bloody tackling and being real strong in tackling. So it's sort of a killer not being able to do it.
Yeah, you're wanting to line somebody up and crunch them, but unfortunately, it'll be one of your teammates at this stage.
Yeah.
So has the team been given any sort of time frames as when you might likely get back to that, and when you might likely get back to having some opposition somewhere?
We haven't really had too much of that type of discussion. We're sort of just taking week by week, and obviously we can't really control what the restrictions are with the government and stuff. So whenever the government lets off the restrictions and we'll then start to do, obviously, contact and stuff if we're allowed. But at the time being, we're just trying to stick with the 1.5-metre gap between each other. And
Now, of course, all your international competition is based on being able to travel somewhere. So until travel restrictions are eased, then the thought of playing anybody is probably not realistic, except the first travel restrictions will probably be between us and New Zealand, so get to play the old enemy.
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing, like, we sort of just can't control what happens, and we just have to, if we don't get any games this year, we just strive to be better at when we do get games, so.
Is that draining mentally?
No, it's sort of actually... puts more fuel into the fire, because you know
it's going to happen.
You know you're not going to keep training and not get any games. So when the opportunity does come to play, you know that you're fit, you're fast, you're strong. Other countries and stuff are going to be probably the opposite. So
yeah,
We're just trying to be
positive as you can.
A little jump. Yeah, trying to get a little jump on others.
Oh, you've got a couple more questions before I let you go. How many games have you played in the green and gold? Do you know that?
Oh, that's a good one. I actually really don't know. Probably six games in a tournament, and I've played four tournaments.
So it's starting to mount up. And you would be aware that Central North have no season this year. They've called it off, so the girls at the Inverell Highlanders won't be competing this season. So your thoughts go out to them. And you'd be hopeful that some of the other products like Harry Wilson, Jock Campbell and Bo Abra get back to the paddock like yourself very shortly.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Bo last week and seeing how he was going with the COVID and stuff. So, yeah, just trying to keep contact with all the locals and trying to keep their energy and positivity going and making sure everyone's going great during the COVID.
Yeah, well, we wish you all the best. Safe driving to training, I should imagine, and hope the hand recovers fully and you get back on the paddock and your dream of an Olympics happens next year.
Yes, thank you.